So, folks, I've talked about my privacy quite a few times on here, and I just feel like it's something that most people value quite a bit nowadays. They don't want some random person coming up to their door and trying to sell them, I don't know. I guess Girl Scout cookies are fine, but if you're here to sell me solar, I don't know, life insurance, you can just leave. But I've done this show for about 4 or 5 years now, but luckily I have only had one person have the balls to come and try to confront me at my house. Now, I've never really given the whole lowdown because I don't have camera footage of it because the guy didn't even get 30 feet down my quarter mile driveway. But to save everybody some curiosity, no, he's not dead. He's not buried in my front yard. He was wise enough to see the weight of the situation and hop back in his car. And hopefully that'll be it. If he decides to come back, whatever. But in today's episode, this guy was, I guess, not as smart. So there is a guy who does something similar to this show. I'm not going to just out his name because I feel like he wants some privacy at this point. But apparently somebody had leaked his address over the internet and somebody showed up to kill him. I'm going to play a couple of videos here and then we're going to kind of break it down because it's truly interesting what this guy is doing here. Can I just ask, why the crossbow? You know, what do you think, you're in The Walking Dead? Serious, what's the thing with this? Like, if the guy didn't have a gun, you were just gonna, I don't know, put an arrow in his eyeball? That way it's like quieter. I mean, I guess it's not the worst idea in the world, but as you can see in the video, he's lugging it around and he's having to put it down and just seems like it's in the way. So you know, maybe you didn't think it through, but I do like the motorcycle helmet, dude. It's a great touch for just looking like a complete jackass. I mean, you're walking through this guy's yard with a motorcycle helmet on and a crossbow. So I don't know, maybe have your wife dress you next time. Oh, I forgot, you're dead now. I want to ask, though, before I get any further into this, what would y'all do in this situation? You see a guy on camera who's trying to gain entry into your house with a gun, a crossbow, and a motorcycle helmet. What do? Do you sit and wait to see if he does get into your house, or do you open the door and confront him, maybe open a window on the top floor and just snipe the dude? It's a really tough question because if you have kids, I don't think anybody's waiting. You know, it's kind of like the scenario where it's like, somebody comes up to you at a bar and shoves you and gets in your face. Do you have to wait until they hit you for it to be self-defense? I don't think so. I think there simply has to be an imminent threat. Anyways, it's all kind of hard to figure out, but what happens if you do end up shooting them? Are you gonna get charged? It's a whole different box that no one really knows, because DAs are all woke nowadays. And it's one of the reasons why I recommend attorneys on retainer for everyone. It's one of the most important things that I pay for every month. Here's why. When you get charged in a self-defense incident and you have to go to court, if you don't have a good attorney, you're screwed. Even if your case is perfect, if they charge you, they're gonna try to convict you. Now, to get a good attorney in a situation like this, it's gonna cost tens of thousands of dollars, and that's before the trial. If you have to go to trial, it's gonna be quite a bit more, most likely over 100 grand. That's why attorneys on retainer is so important. They cover everything in terms of bail coverage, any questioning, anything up and until the trial. If you have to go to trial, it's all covered by them. You're paying nothing for it, including the lawyers, expert witnesses, anything else they need in order to get you an acquittal. So if all of that isn't enough, I've asked them to give you guys an awesome deal. They're giving you guys $50 off your individual signup fee. There's going to be a link and code below the video. Go make sure your freedom is protected. So this story kind of ends with this guy going to the dude's front door and just calling out for him. Hey, Nick. Hey, Nick. I got your tacos. You want to just come down and get them? I don't know, man. I feel like if you're going to be ballsy enough to go to somebody's front door with a gun and a crossbow, you're going to have to be ballsy enough to try to just break the door down. Because who legitimately is opening their door for you? Like, do you not see the camera? If you didn't see the camera, then you're just an idiot. But it just seems kind of weird that you're just sitting there like, hey, Nick, come on down, dude. I got a gun in my hand, a crossbow, and I just want to have a quick conversation with you, brother. Apparently this guy wasn't home or didn't want to answer the door. I don't know. It doesn't really make a difference to me. But the cops got called, and this guy had a confrontation with them and ended up dying. Weird stuff nowadays. But I think this is a good thing to talk about because people need to watch their backs nowadays. You just never know when someone's going to come up and just be crazy and want to kill somebody that day. Prayers to this dude, his family. Glad he's okay and glad that dude is dead because he probably would have tried this again.